This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. American Airlines announced its most profitable quarter ever today and its first dividend since 1980. Southwest also had a record quarter and announced a company-wide bonus. It's a good time to be an airline based in North Texas. American, the world's largest airline, and Southwest, which carries more domestic passengers than any other, blew their old earnings records away. American more than doubled last year's second quarter earnings. Southwest nearly doubled last year's number.
These guys have got to be dancing in the streets. They're all saying, you know, we want to buy back our stocks. We want to give our employees bonuses.
Tom Parsons with bestfares.com says every U.S. carrier did well.
It's just it's an amazing number that in just one quarter they can make, between all of them, close to $4 billion in profits.
Doug Parker, American CEO who ran U.S. Airways before the two merged, called it a great day for American, with both profits and, for the first time in three decades, dividends.
It's sometimes hard to remember that just, you know, less than 8 months ago, American was in bankruptcy and getting ready to emerge from bankruptcy through a merger with U.S. Airways. Yet today, here we are reporting record profits, prepaying debt, making additional pension contributions.
Just a few miles from Fort Worth-based American, Southwest Airlines in Dallas had such a good bottom line it gave every worker a one-time bonus of $200. Southwest's Pilots Association president, Mark Richardson, though, throttled back his enthusiasm. His members and several groups are now in contract negotiations.
It's nice to think the company's thinking about us in that respect. Speaking from for my union, is we would rather see the money invested in closing contracts.
Workers with Southwest and American also say record profits mean passengers are satisfied with the airlines. Now they have to keep delivering. Tom Parsons expects they will.
Since they made profit, they won't want to give up that profit when they go into the slow travel season like the end of August 25th through the fall. And then we'll see prices of airfares drop.
Especially, says Parsons, with the end of the Wright Amendment in October. Restrictions on flights in and out of Dallas Love Field will finally be lifted. He says deals will fly from Southwest at Love and American at DFW. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.